Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, will show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You are here with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And today's topic is acutonics and harmonic resonance, or actually harmonic medicine. And we've got Ellen Franklin with us. So let's talk a little bit about acutonics. Throughout time and all cultures, music and sound have been integral to ceremony, ritual, and healing. From this understanding, a new field of harmonic medicine is rising. Acutonics, a system of vibrational sound healing rooted in Oriental medicine and philosophy, is at the forefront of this new medicine. This approach to optimal health recognizes the importance of connecting body, mind, and spirit to achieve true harmonic attunement, or at-one-ment, with the cycles of nature and the universe. Custom-calibrated acutonics tuning forks tuned to the frequencies of the earth, moon, sun, and planets are used with acupuncture points, trigger points, and points of pain. Most diseases arise from an imbalance in our energy. Connecting tuning forks to acupuncture points allows non-invasive access to core energetic systems within the body to harmonize energy flow and create balance. Different sound vibrations have different effects. For example, specific frequencies can open the heart for radiant living. Our guest today is Ellen F. Franklin, MA, and she's CEO of the Karos Institute of Sound Healing, creators of acutonics. For more than 15 years, she's been involved in the development and dissemination of educational programs in vibrational sound therapy, rooted in Oriental medicine and depth psychology. This work embraces both ancient wisdom traditions and modern scientific practices, and offers education and high-quality sound tools to practitioners, professionals, and the public. Ellen is a co-author of Acutonics, From Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine, a 2012 Gold Medal recipient in the Independent Publishing Awards. She is the author of numerous articles and a frequent contributor to Oriental Medicine Journal. Ellen received her certificate in Jungian Studies from Saybrook University, where she is a doctoral candidate in psychology. Her research focuses on the use of acutonics for self-care to reduce severe stress in healthcare providers. You can learn more about Ellen at www.acutonics.com. That's www.acutonics.com. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you, Anne. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, we're so happy you're here. So, Ellen, how did you discover acutonics?
Well, like many people who are drawn to complementary and alternative medicine, I had a health crisis. I had spent the first part of my life in corporate marketing, which led to senior management positions, and I got very caught up in the fast-paced, hard-driven, type A lifestyle, and eventually I paid a price with my health. I was seriously ill, and a friend convinced me to go see Donna Carey, an acupuncturist, who she described as a bit unusual in her approach. And I was quite reluctant to go. But eventually, as often happens, I was so ill and was so dismissed by my allergist when I talked about how the medication was making my symptoms worse and was told I was crazy that I went to see Donna. And after three sessions with acupuncture and sound, gongs, tuning forks, and some of the earlier derivations of what would later become acutonics, my health was improved dramatically. I learned how to open my own airways with sound, and it's been 17 years since my third treatment, and I have not had to use an anabolic steroid inhaler since. So my asthma symptoms, which were quite severe at the time, were dealt with in a non-invasive way through the use of what would later become acutonics. And these dramatic results led to dramatic changes in my life, a desire to learn more about this work, which at that time was in its infancy. And initially, I was just an advisor to Donna, and then eventually I left my corporate life and helped Donna to build the Kairos Institute and the Acutonic Certification Program. And I also went on to get my MA in Human and Organizational Development, and as you mentioned, I'm now working on my PhD in psychology, and along the way received a certificate in Jungian Studies. And I fully believe that it was my introduction to this work when I was so critically ill that completely transformed my health and my life. And so today I teach acutonics around the world and train teachers in its use for my, and I use it for my own health and well-being.
Oh, that is a beautiful story, Ellen. Isn't it wonderful that we're sent on these paths to really align with our soul's purpose?
There's no question that I feel like I'm doing the work I was called here to do.
So acutonics is based on Oriental medicine and philosophy. So can you explain this basis?
Sure. Acutonics really incorporates the spiritual tradition and science of Oriental medicine, which is a 5,000-year-old medicine that recognizes that most disease arises from a core blockage or an imbalance in our energy system. And more importantly, within this body of knowledge, there is an understanding of the deep and important connections between human physiology and psychology and their interaction with the larger themes and patterns that really impact human health. So we're incorporating the basic principles of Oriental medicine in which acupuncture points will provide non-invasive access into the core energetic systems within the body. Acutonics was co-developed by Donna Carey while she was clinical dean at the Northwest Institute for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine in Seattle. And it was integrated into 14 community clinics, including clinics for the elderly, refugees, homeless youth, pediatric, chronic fatigue. And it began by looking for an alternative to acupuncture needles that was less invasive. So that's why we talk about it being rooted in Oriental medicine. So our earliest beginnings with this body of knowledge arose from the world of acupuncture and Oriental medicine, but it has evolved into a really comprehensive system that's a sound-based approach that touches on working with points and meridians, but also depth psychology, energy medicine, and the use of sound, which is, in fact, energy medicine.
Okay, so let's talk about sound and how that form of energy travels from its source.
Well, let's start with the human body, which is at least 70% water, and sound travels four times faster in water than in air. Thus, the human body is really a perfect resonator for sound. So there are both positive and negative examples of this. So let's think for a minute about, do you go to the gym? What kind of music do you listen to keep going or to move quickly or fast, perhaps hard-driving rock music? Or if we're trying to settle our nervous system, we might use classical music or New Age music to soothe body and mind. Our body takes in these sounds, and both positively and negatively. Think for a minute about walking down the street and you hear a jackhammer and the impact that has on your nervous system, because sounds impact us on such a deep level. And so what we're doing when we're working with sound vibration, we're working with tuning forks, and we're using these tuning forks and applying them to acupuncture points. And in this way, we're able to direct specific vibratory energy or sounds into the body's energy system or meridians. And in Oriental medicine, there are 12 primary meridians and 8 extraordinary vessels or primordial vessels that form in utero. And some people think of these as electrical channels or as waterways and electrical. Both the yin and the yang, I think, are actually represented in the meridians. And
mm-hmm.
So yes. When we're working with these vessels, they're giving us access to, you know, we access them through specific acupressure points in the body. And then we're also able to access the human energy field and the etheric field through our work with not only tuning forks, but hand chimes and gongs, Tibetan bowls, rattles, which are used off the body. And all these sound tools can be used for meditation, healing, and transformation.
So how does the sound actually work?
Well,
I mean, it travels in waves, right?
Sound travels in waves. So sound waves, it's a scientific, you know, you could draw, one of the things we do when we teach our classes is we draw a sound wave and put a circle around it, and it very quickly looks like the yin and yang symbol. The sound is based on hertz or cycles, which is a cycle per second, the vibration, a vibratory energy. And so what we're working with in particular in our system is we're working with musical intervals. So let's start by defining an interval, which is the combination of two frequencies, which when activated create an intervallic relationship. So one of the things I remember when I was first learning about this work is that I was really struck by the way in which musical intervals seem to unfold organically and how they related to the specific archetypal and energetic qualities that they represented within our own work. So in our system, we work with tuning forks. You mentioned in the intro that we work with tuning forks that are tuned to the frequencies of the Earth, Moon, Sun, and planets. And within our system, there are 3 cycles of Earth: Earth in one calendar year, Earth in one day, Earth in a 25,920 year zodiacal cycle. And so to create an interval, we would combine 2 tuning forks together. So the Om tuning fork, which represents our home tone, is a frequency of 136.1, and it's approximately a C sharp, so just above middle C on the keys of a piano, although these are cosmic tunings. They're not A440, which is what we're more accustomed to in Western music. So when we combine 2 frequencies, we're building from the sound of Om. And we start with an Om, and then we have a Om unison combined with a zodiac, which creates the zodiac third, the Earth day fifth, the new moon fifth, solar seventh. And the quality of these intervals is representative of the therapeutic use of these tools. So, for example, the third is very meditative and expansive. And when you listen to music with a lot of thirds in it, it has that sort of meditative quality. A lot of New Age music has thirds in it. A fifth is opening and inviting, and it allows you to leap to new places. And aside from that interval or the intervallic quality of sound, you might also think of that relationship as the space in between 2 tones. And I like to think of that space, the stillness between the striking of the 2 tones together, as the place where true healing occurs. But beyond the actual interval within our work, we're also working with what we call point poetics, because poetry is music, and we name the points. So rather than simply identifying them by their number, for example, kidney 1, which is how it's referred to in acupuncture school, is known as gushing spring, and this point is on the sole of the foot. Or so think about the energy of the earth coming up through the sole of the foot, and at that point is called gushing spring. Or Ren 17, which is original child, which is in alignment with the heart chakra, and thinking about the opening of the heart and having access to our original nature as children. And so we also identify the intentionality of the acupoints that we work with. And so it's this combination of intentionality and interval.
So how was all this discovered? Just by trial and error?
Well, a lot of it came from The desire to bring sound into acupuncture initially, and Donna really was looking for a way to, she was looking for an alternative to acupuncture needles and a non-invasive way to access the open or disperse or to really gain access to that portal in the body. So she did a lot of experimenting with many different types of tuning forks, and then eventually came to a realization that she really wanted to work with the planets and the frequencies of the planets, and did tremendous amount of research and development to identify really top quality manufacturing techniques for the tuning forks. And all of our tuning forks are manufactured in the U.S. and they're made of space grade metal. And they're really the highest quality tools available in the marketplace. So, and what was important to us is that the vibration, the vibratory quality, be extremely accurate, which is critical to any kind of research. You know, we want to know that when we activate an ohm tuning fork, that the frequency that comes from that fork is going to be the same when I activate it today or tomorrow or 6 years from now. And so, and the other thing we did in our research was we chose to use footed tuning forks. So if you look at pictures of our tuning forks, you'll see discs, which we call resonator feet. And that helps to prolong the length of vibration of the tuning fork, and that so that it will vibrate for approximately 25 seconds. And when they don't, it actually provides us with a diagnostic key. So the research and the development really emerged from Donna's practice as an acupuncturist initially, and then in her role as clinical dean at an acupuncture college seeking an alternative. She had responsibility for 14 community clinics. And so she got to do a lot of testing and trial and documenting. She did a study for HIV/AIDS on peripheral neuropathy, which is a huge quality of life issue, and identified two acupuncture points that, and then used a musical interval of the solar seventh, which is very generative, and it had profound results in relieving the symptoms of neuropathy.
Wow, that's exciting. We have to break for commercial. We'll be right back.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we are talking about acutonics and harmonic medicine with Ellen Franklin. And I just want to invite everybody to write to me at livingradiantly@gmail.com so we can have a discussion and we can get some more ideas for great shows and topics that you would like to learn about. Again, it's livingradiantly@gmail.com. So, Ellen, that is so exciting that they're actually using acutonics for HIV patients.
We've had really good results, yeah. When Donna was clinical dean in at the school in Seattle, she had a Ryan White grant, and she was able to use the tuning forks in therapy there. It was great.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit more about the tuning forks.
So
there are many different tuning forks, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, we work with, as I mentioned, tuning forks that are tuned to the planets. But a planetary frequency is just one aspect. You know, when you combine two tuning forks together, you create a numerical ratio. But then you also bring into play psyche and archetype, and you get involved as these are all resonant harmonics. And we chose to work with the cycles of nature, the natural world, and the planets. And it really goes back to an ancient Taoist poet, Lao Tzu, who said, "Heaven, earth, and I are one, and all things in I form an inseparable unity," often referred to from the Hermetic tradition, as above, so below, as within, so without. These concepts, which are perennial wisdoms that speak of something greater than self, they speak about our deep connection to the heavenly harmonies, often known as the music of the spheres. And so all of our tuning forks are built from this decision, and they're scientifically derived. So they're custom calibrated to the frequencies of the Earth, Sun, and Moon. And these go back to the scientist Johannes Kepler, who in 1620 calculated the orbital velocity of the planets. And then a Swiss mathematician, Hans Cousteau, who took those velocities from the 1600s and actually converted them to hertz, or frequency, musical tone. And then those tones were raised up many octaves to be within the mid-range of human hearing. And so when we as an institute, the Kairos Institute, added to this body of knowledge, because the heavens are changing and we're learning more and more, that's more and more all the time, and we calculated some of the newer planetary bodies, which include Chiron, Nibiru, Sedna, and the four largest asteroids. And these have become a part of our advanced curriculum. And as new planetary bodies are discovered, we look at their archetypal qualities, their mythic qualities, and try to determine if there's a place within our own system where something might be missing, and to bring that in. So, for example, really making a decision to calculate a frequency for Chiron, because Chiron is the archetype of the wounded healer, and wanting to work with that energetic and finding a place within our system where there was a natural fit for it in the way that the musical intervals that we work with integrate with each other.
Wow, I'm so glad you told us about how you tune to the frequency of planets through those scientific discoveries, I guess. Because I was like, how do you do that? I mean, like you're saying it so matter-of-factly. Oh, yeah, we just do this. And that sounds like really very much out there.
We did our research.
Yeah. So how do you customize and calibrate the tuning forks to this, you know, how do you make them a certain hertz, I guess?
Well, the manufacturing of tuning forks is a science, and they work with a frequency machine. But over time, you know, through manufacturing many tuning forks for medical purposes and radar purposes, our manufacturer has learned how to precisely calculate the frequency. And there's a machine that they use to check them, but they're different sizes, so a higher frequency fork in our system wouldn't have feet on it. The mid-range forks are a certain size. The low-frequency forks are longer. Lower is longer. And so they're really precision calculated. And they're made of space-grade metal, the same kind of metal that's used in aircraft. And so it doesn't change over time. It's a very durable, high-quality material.
Okay, so let's discuss harmonic attunement with the universe.
Okay. Harmonic attunement we think of as a new medical model that connects us to the greater universe and the cycles of time and the natural world, creation, creativity, and our belief that we must embrace both modern science and indigenous and ancient wisdom and healing traditions if we're truly going to return art and spirit to medicine. And so we honor and participate in something that's much bigger than ourselves and recognize that nothing is separate. You know, our actions have many ripples of effects. Again, as above, so below. Heaven, earth, and I are one. And harmonic attunement is something that can be done on an individual basis where sound is used to cocoon the body through tuning forks, gongs, Tibetan bowls, hand chimes, and they can all be incorporated into a directed treatment protocol, but it can also be done with groups, and it's a new medical model where people come together for group healing, and we work with 17 planetary gongs and tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, and drums, and so a true sound sanctuary is created, and the experience is deeply transformational. I mean, think about being in community with these extraordinary sounds, really embracing you.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us about Om. I think everyone understands Om, but everything is based on that.
I think Om is so much more than a tone. I mean, you hear it is our earth, our home. It's chanted in mantras around the world, and it's a sound that links us to the natural world to promote balance and grounding. So Om, mid-range in our system, represents the earth in the four seasons, so 1 year of earth, and it's really what we call our home tone. And so it's about, you know, life, sustenance, and the extraordinary opportunities to reimagine a future of health and well-being for ourselves and our families and the much greater community. You know, in a few minutes, I'll share a reading with you about re-enchanting planet Earth. For it's truly up to us at this time of global unrest and environmental degradation to remember to truly honor Earth as our home, because it's Earth that provides us life and sustenance and extraordinary opportunities to reimagine a future of health and well-being.
Wow, that's so beautifully put. So I just want to emphasize this. You actually put the vibrating tuning fork on specific acupuncture points to connect to the specific frequency of the body or to maybe affect the frequency of the body.
Yes. We work both directly on the point and in the etheric field over the points. We also work with a range of tuning forks that incorporate high, middle, and low frequencies, so sound is layered on or over the body through the use of tuning forks and other sound tools. But in the most basic way, in place of acupuncture needles, we're using tuning forks directly on the acupuncture points.
Mm, wow. And so let's say there's a diseased organ. Can you put a specific tuning fork that would help that diseased organ?
So let's talk about organs for a minute from a Oriental medicine perspective. I think of organs as having multiple harmonics, and it really depends on the person's ancestral history, gender, culture, their life, their soul's experience. There are many, many levels. And so if we work from an Oriental medical perspective, you can't view an organ in isolation. It's really part of an energetic matrix that has interconnections with the organic, the energetic, the psychological, and the psycho-spiritual. So there isn't one frequency for an organ. It's a harmonic rainbow, and we would approach through many levels of correspondences that come from both Eastern and Western medicine. So, for example, using the kidneys. Kidneys are involved in increased cortisol levels, adrenal burnout, premature aging syndrome, stress, insomnia, hypertension. They all have links to the kidney. But within our system, there are two planets that deal with the kidney. I'll give you two examples. There are other ways, but two examples. So one is the yin aspect, and that is Venus. The other is the yang aspect, which is Mars. Mars is the sympathetic nervous system. It represents fight or flight, inflammation, where Venus is parasympathetic and is responsible for rest and anti-inflammatory. So we live in a culture that's going, going, going. Mars, autonomic. It's our drive. Go, go, go. Adrenaline takes over. Venus is our feeling and heart-based center, more contemplative. She holds space and energy. And to be healthy, for the kidneys to be healthy, you want them to be in balance. And so we would work with Mars and Venus. Mars represents head, blood. It rules arterial blood, our immune function, and it pushes things away from the heart. Venus is circulation. It draws things to the heart. And this is just one example, but we use, you know, so we look at where are the disharmonies? You know, where is the disharmony from in the kidney? What's happening with the kidney? And how does that relate holistically to the whole body? And then we would approach treatment from that perspective.
Wow. That's so interesting. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about specific clients that you've had and that have been healed using harmonic medicine or acutonics.
Sure. There's so many examples, and we have case studies that are documented in our first book, Acutonics is No Place Like Om, and then in our new book, Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, we actually have a companion case study guide. But just as some specific examples, it's being used to reduce blood pressure, to relieve the symptoms of depression, chronic fatigue, severe stress. It's being used to reduce pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, peripheral neuropathy. And it's been used in conjunction with traditional Western cancer therapies to reduce nausea and rebuild red and white blood cells and to enhance the immune function. One recent research study, The Effects of Acutonics on Perceptions of Joy, demonstrated that through the utilizations of meridians and acupuncture points as the entry into the human bioenergetic system, acutonics was shown to create joy in over 80% of the research participants, many of whom reported a decrease in depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, and other negative feelings. And this is just the, you know, touching on some of the things that we've seen in and had our practitioners reporting on to us.
So do you think that there's like organization of energy that's happening with these tuning forks too, like in the meridian system? Or
I think that there's so many different layers of what's happening. I think where, you know, a lot of disease is caused by an imbalance in the energy system or a blockage in the energy system. And when you take a case history and you understand what's going on, both from an energetic and a biomedicine perspective, then you're able to develop a focused approach working with the sound therapy. And so by using the acupuncture points and using the tuning forks, which have, you know, very specific archetypal qualities and frequencies, you're able to open the flow of energy, release blockages, and help to rebalance the entire system. And, you know, I think there's just tremendous, we've seen just so many things that unfold. One of the things that our acupuncturists that we've trained say is they feel because of the water content of the human body that they are using fewer and fewer needles and using more tuning forks in their therapeutic approach because they're finding that the sound gets in quickly and deeply, and you're not just working with the chi, you're working with the archetypal qualities and the layering and the musical interval. So it's bringing more depth into the and access into the meridian system.
Wow. So what would you recommend to the listeners that for health, self-care, what one tuning fork would be good for general care?
Well, we would recommend the use of two tuning forks because acupuncture points are bilateral in the body. And so we generally in our little trainings for self-care and we talk about working on both sides of the body to access the points. But Om Unison forks, which is Om represents the earth, as I mentioned earlier, or Mars and Venus, which I've talked about. The Oms are very grounding and balancing, and they're great for self-care. Acupuncture points, as I mentioned, are bilateral, so we recommend that people work with two forks at the same time. And this also will create a musical interval. And, you know, for example, Mars and Venus is a fifth, and it's also an opening, and it represents that balance between male and female, yin and yang, head and heart. And who among us doesn't feel like they're being pulled in too many directions and is having a challenging time coming back to center? And so that's how I would work with Mars and Venus.
Wonderful. We're going to break for commercial, and we'll be right back.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
It's a beautiful day.
Do you look your best? Do you feel your best? While everybody ages, why does it seem to show more in some people than others? It could have to do with what's inside and how it affects you outside. Tune in to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. Their training in medicine and nutrition brings proven results with their patients. And now they're ready to bring that knowledge to you. We'll answer your questions and explore innovations in technology and medicine to keep you looking and feeling your best. Tune in Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We're back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we are talking about acutonics and harmonic medicine with Helen Franklin. Ellen Franklin. And we are...
Can we take it?
It's been a long day. Anyway, sorry, Ellen.
It's quite all right.
Let's talk more. Okay, so there's other things that are used for acutonics, like singing bowls or rattles or drums. So could you tell us a little bit about singing bowls?
Oh, sure. We work with Tibetan singing bowls, which are just beautiful instruments that were used for healing, for meditation, and sometimes for eating. And they're made from the seven sacred metals that are also represented in the planet. So they have all different kinds of metal in them, and they have a beautiful, rich tone. And in a minute, I'll play one for you. But we also work with rattles and drums and other indigenous healing tools. And the purpose of working with all of these tools is really to create a rhythm within the body or to break up stagnant patterns. Singing bowls have a long tradition with healing, and they have a beautiful, rich sound envelope. A rattle might be used to create a rhythm, a drum in the same way. I remember when I was first learning this work and I was on the table being treated, and someone demoed on me using a drum along my spine and actually activating a drum and rolling it along my spine. It was so extraordinary. It just felt incredible, like it was opening up all of the intervertebral spaces between my vertebrae.
Wow, that sounds marvelous.
But I have a beautiful Tibetan bowl here, and I'm going to try and play it so that your listeners can hear it, and then I have a reading I could do about the earth.
Okay, very good.
The Reenchantment by Will Ash Bacon. And it's up to us to reenchant this planet Earth. We are the elves and the giants. We are the shining ones, daughters of the moon and sons of the sun. We are the shapeshifters. We are the mysterious light shrouded in mists at the dawn of our time. And it's up to us to reenchant this living planet Earth. Up to us to midwife at our own rebirth. Up to us to send our dead along their ancient pathways to the future. Up to us to reenchant this living planet Earth. It's up to us to break the spell that steals the colors from the world and leaves it lifeless. It was our spell, and we can break it. We will dance the magic dance, and our bodies will remember. We will sing the magic songs, and together we'll remember how to live together, how to love each other, how to ride the eagle, how to call the deer home.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. Oh, thank you for that. That was really nice. And I think we could all feel the vibration almost, and the depth of it, the way it's like rippling. And it's not really a ripple, but the way it expands almost once you hit it, and then it just keeps going.
It keeps going. It's expansive and embracing, really, I think.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that feels like.
So think about having them laid on your body and activated, or laid under a massage table and activated, which is one of the things we train people to do. It's extraordinary.
Wow. Wow. That's great. So now tell us a little bit about your PhD work.
So I've been doing, I'm officially ABD, all but dissertation, and I've been doing research with nurses who experience extreme stress in their work environment or lives. And I developed a self-care protocol that uses 10 acupoints and 6 tuning forks. And I taught the nurses to do it on themselves and did an interview with them before and after they did the protocol for 4 weeks. And I've completed all my interviews, and my participants have all done this, are all complete in their work. And so several things have jumped out in my review of the transcripts, which is in alignment with earlier pilot study research. And they all report decreased anxiety, many of them reduced pain, and improved ability to sleep. And just the reduction in pain alone is incredibly significant, as I'm sure you're well aware that the statistics on the abuse of narcotics for the reduction of pain is so rampant, and we really don't have good alternatives for dealing with chronic pain. Yet here in my study, my participants reported, you know, significant reduction in pain, a pain level of 7 going to a level of 2, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the findings will prove to be pretty significant. And it's, I also, you know, I had allowed, I think, 2 hours for training. And what I discovered in working with the nurses is that the 10 points were very easy for them to find on themselves, to identify. And they fairly quickly became comfortable with what I call the, you know, the stress protocol and using the tuning forks on themselves. And I was actually experiencing some stress in my own life, and I thought, you know, I really should be doing this on myself as well, and I could really feel the difference. And so I'm quite excited about the results, and just started reviewing the transcripts, and I'm working on the writing of it. So hopefully I'll be finished by January.
So the protocol is do it once a day or twice a day?
Actually, in my study, I have them do it twice a week for about 20 minutes.
Twice. Wow, twice
and
a week.
They were feeling, because and what I found was many of them, I was not super directive in guiding them. I said, this is what you're committing to do, which is twice a week for approximately 20 minutes, and they were also required to journal about the experience in addition to the pre- and post-interviews. And some of them used the forks more than that. They felt so much relief from one application that they chose to use them almost every day. And what I think is also pretty interesting is of the 7 people that finished the study, 5 of them wanted to retain the tuning forks for their own personal use after the study was complete.
Wow. That's neat. Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting as well. But I think, you know, the decreased anxiety, improved ability to cope, and a reduction in pain in and of itself, I think, is pretty significant.
Absolutely. That would change your quality of life dramatically. Yeah. So I hope you're going to, you know, send out that, write up that protocol so that anybody can use that.
I was asked to write an article on it, so I'm working on an article, and we're also working on some books that will address stress. I mean, stress is so rampant in our society,
right.
Really having some basic techniques that make a difference for people, that they feel that they can actually, without the benefit of drugs, take control of their own health care.
Yeah, that's what I really love about the energy work. It really is empowering the individual for their own care.
Absolutely.
Rather than handing it over to the medical community and just doing whatever they tell us to do.
Well, you know, and you would think that Western biomedicine would really want people to take a more active role in their health care and see a reduction in the use of drugs and a reduction in medical bills. But, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, I think we're run by the drug companies.
Or the insurance companies.
Or the insurance companies, you know.
You know, recently I heard that if you sing the whole scale, you affect each of the major chakras. So what do you know about that?
Well, singing or toning is a very important part of self-care, and it absolutely impacts the entire body, not just the chakras. It can generally contribute to overall well-being. I don't personally think that there is any one tone that is the tone of each of the chakras. I know that there's many people who ascribe to that, but I, you know, there's so many different scales in the world, you know, some people think chakras relate to Western musical scale, but there's so many scales. And so I don't assign, in my own beliefs, I don't assign a chakra a particular note. And like we talked about earlier with organs, each chakra is going to be different depending on the individual. And so I think in our work, we really take a holistic approach to the chakras as we do with acupuncture points. And to say that a chakra has a particular note, I think, is very restrictive. It's not either or, it's all. And, you know, we also look at interstitial chakras, and we look at chakras that go deep into the earth and go above the body. And these are energy vortices, and certainly singing and chanting, all of that is so powerful. so incredibly powerful. And I think there's tremendous opportunity to activate the chakras on so many different ways, whether we're working with, you know, Tibetan bowls on the chakras or tuning forks or our own voice. It's all powerful.
Wow. And so let's talk about how anybody can learn more about this, because this is really exciting. If people could just, you know, use a tuning fork on a certain points or on their body, I mean, how empowering and how wonderful is that? So I know you teach workshops.
Yes. We actually have a full in-depth certification program, and we've trained, you know, acupuncturists, massage and bodywork practitioners, nurses, physicians, physical therapists, psychologists, and the general public who have an interest in taking an active role in their own journey to wellness. And you can go on our website, www.acutonics.com, and you'll find a list of upcoming classes. There's a description of our whole certification program. There are new courses being developed, including our spa-specific curriculum and one-day and two-day courses for people with a general interest in the use of sound or in the creation of sound sanctuaries with gongs and Tibetan bowls. And our website, again, www.acutonics.com, has many articles. There's a tab in the media, and there's information about our work that you can find there. And then in our books, Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine, Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics is No Place Like Om, all provide extensive information about our work. And we have practitioners and teachers throughout the world who are offering classes and engaged in this work. And occasionally here in northern New Mexico, where we have our corporate headquarters, we offer some classes. But we have great teachers around the globe.
And do you also sell tuning forks?
We do. We have a e-commerce on our website, so mm-hmm. you can find all of the products that we have available for sale on our website. Or you can call our office and speak with somebody here, and we'd be happy to talk to you about what forks might make sense for you. You know, we don't believe in shrink wrapping product. We want to make sure that when people buy tools that they understand how to use them and that they understand the purpose of using them and have enough information. We say we don't want people to be armed and dangerous. And so for us, education comes first, and we've published books and many, many articles because we feel it's so important for people to have background and foundation. Anybody can go buy a tuning fork at a music store, but what's unique to what we do is that there is an applied methodology that's been developed over the past 20 years, and it's based on science. And it's rooted in Oriental medicine and depth psychology and music theory. And there's a tremendous amount of education and support both in the tools that we develop and manufacture and in the educational programs that we offer.
That's wonderful. Ellen, I'm so amazed at this, and I really appreciate you talking with us about this and educating us. And I didn't know how far you've been able to develop this. And it's just wonderful to hear about this and that there's really something else that people can do for themselves with very, you know, as long as they get the right equipment and learn where the points are, I guess.
There's some really simple things you can do with two tuning forks, from listening to applying them to the chakras to learning some very basic points you can use for your own self-care. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's really enlightening, I think. And I really appreciate learning about this. Again, you can visit acutonics.com, www.acutonics.com to learn more about it. There's workshops, there's books, there's articles. So I just think, you know, get your tuning forks and be healthy, be optimally healthy and living radiantly. I think, you know, let's get the one. I want to know which one opens the heart. I think we need to be a heart-centered world. So
I would work with Mars and Venus to open the heart and to live radiantly.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. I'll get in touch with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And write me at livingradiantly@gmail.com.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.